Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Friday edition of the program, I had said about the Super Bowl, which was upcoming at that time, but I just wanted to see a really good game, a competitive game. I didn't want it to be a blowout one way or the other, and, well, I got it. I sure did. So now I'm thinking, you know, I just need to say I need like $1 billion or something like that. I don't think that'll work, though. But, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Monday edition. Here we are, folks. We're back. We're live. And we're glad to be here with you this morning. You know, bright and early, of course. And we were out of studio on the Saturday or the weekend edition. We hope that you enjoyed the encore performance. And a lot of you were able to send me some direct messages. I sure appreciate that. But here we are. We're back. It's Monday. It's live. And we are raring to go. It is going to be chock full again this morning, folks. Just as always, once again, don't forget the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we sure appreciate Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Morning, sending us a direct message. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 45 degrees with light showers. Good game today, even with my team losing. Yes, I'm sorry about that, Richard. Have a great week. Keep up the great broadcasting. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, Semper Fi right back at you, of course. We sure appreciate it. And, well, I got to tell you, both teams did a great job. And it just was one of those things for the books in the history of the Super Bowl, I think. Going into overtime, it was all very exciting. But I do think both teams had a lot to be proud of out there on the field today. Well, and again, now this raises the question, will there be a three-peat? Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see as we head through next year. But I'll tell you what, Richard, 45 degrees rather, that's cold. It's actually pretty cold where I am right now, but I am pleased to report that we have clear skies. They've been clear here for the last few days. Boy, we really need it. It was a lot. It was just a lot of water. But once again, folks, welcome to the program, Monday edition. We hope that you're well, and we are ready for a great new week of broadcasting here on the program. Well, I do want to start this morning. On Friday, we had the three big stories. I should say in the Friday edition, we had the three big stories come up, right? Which was the Supreme Court looking at the Donald Trump question regarding the Colorado State Supreme Court decision. That's ongoing. We also had a very interesting story come out of Hawaii, which we'll spend a little bit more time on the program today, where the state Supreme Court in Hawaii said they disagreed with the Second Amendment because it was not in line with the spirit of aloha. And I find that quite interesting if you can reject part of the Bill of Rights based on something like that from any state for any reason. So we're going to explore that a little bit. And then also, of course, this bombshell report that came out. And, of course, as we might have suspected and we're talking about, of course, they're going to start mustering the forces against this special counsel, her report. It's, of course, now it's politically motivated. Adam Schiff says this guy is a hack. We've got Karine Jean-Pierre saying about this report it doesn't live in reality regarding the memory issues with Joe Biden. And we've got Biden campaign officials being asked on national television as to whether or not you've got now other Democrats who are looking to maybe get into the race. That, my friends, could be in the offing here. That, my friends, is very, very possible, especially given the idea that Gavin Newsom was seen to be hobnobbing, I think, in Las Vegas with some pretty big time donors and so forth and key individuals. So, folks, to say it's going to be chock full today would be an understatement. We have a lot to talk about on the program today, including so many other stories that you may not be hearing about other places, but we're here to tell you about them on the program this morning. And again, take your telephone calls at 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, of course, as we like to say. But we're going to start right here, though, before we hit the first break for the first segment here, and that is ABC has a poll out there. 86% say that Biden is now too old for a second term. Quite interesting. Majority of Americans said President Joe Biden is too old to serve another term, according to a new poll released on Sunday. The ABC Ipsos survey found 86% of Americans said the 81-year-old commander-in-chief is too aged for another stint in the White House, and that 59% said both he and former President Donald Trump are too old for the job. That's also quite interesting as well. The poll found 27% said only Biden is too old. So, again, that is very interesting. It's very telling, but certainly when you take a look at the two men, side by side, and how they respond, how they act, what they do, how they speak, how they recollect things, there is a marked difference. That much is true. And whether you're a Republican or Democrat or an independent, and by the way, I think there's something happening too with RFK Jr. He had that Super Bowl commercial that came in earlier, and it was very reminiscent. In fact, I think they drew heavily on some of the original Kennedy commercials, Kennedy, that kind of stuff, and with the signage and so forth. But here's the thing. Yes, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are very different, and I do think people see that difference. But the Biden issue brings up the age factor in general. So how are voters going to react to that? But I'll tell you this much, folks. If that report had been about Donald Trump, you better believe they'd be saying, we got to give that guy a cognitive test. But maybe Joe Biden, they probably won't. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Monday edition is on the air.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so much more to tell you about, talk about here on the program this morning, as always, of course. And it is Monday, and we're glad to be back live with you. And it's been a pretty good weekend, I think, and I hope that you had a great weekend. And certainly the Super Bowl made it again pretty interesting, pretty exciting. And as I was saying in the first segment, you know, last week I was talking about that, you know, I wanted to see a really great game. So many people sit down and so many people, you know, have little Super Bowl parties or this kind of thing. And it's always great to hear people cheering. I can hear my neighbors actually, you know, at key moments of the game. Whoa, you know, that kind of stuff. And but it's great to have a great game to watch with a lot of great plays too. And so again, I'm glad that it was exciting. And I know that a lot of people were disappointed if their team didn't win. But you know, as there's always next year. But I'll tell you this much, folks: it is going to be a great week of broadcasting moving forward here. And once again, we have so much to tell you about. We are going to talk more about Joe Biden, the memory issues, and some of that reaction. We'll talk about that as we move through this hour. And then, of course, we are going to be talking about this as well with Denise Simon, also, of course, with Frank Salvato. And as we go through the program this morning, Chris Markowski will be joining us as well in hour number three, a little before the top of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about economics with him, and especially this idea of shrinkflation. You know, President Biden, he didn't do the Super Bowl interview, but he did come out about shrinkflation. And I want to tell you something. The other day, I had a colleague of mine, and they had one of these little packages of M&Ms. And They opened it up. You know, it's like little packages of M&Ms like you can get, like, on Halloween. You know, there's these tiny packages. And it had four M&Ms in it. I looked at them and I said, that's shrinkflation. So I don't know if it was just an error or what, but yeah. But that's what's happening. Shrinkflation is when you're paying the same money for a bag of potato chips, but there's markedly less potato chips in that bag. That's that kind of thing. So we'll talk about that. Joe Biden is coming out against that, obviously. Instead of, I think this is important, instead of doing the Super Bowl interview, which speaks volumes. Don't you think, folks? It just speaks volumes about where this campaign is. It speaks volumes about where Joe Biden's capabilities are. It just speaks volumes. So we're going to be exploring some of that this morning. All right, but before we get back to that area, let's tell you a little bit about this. We didn't have a whole lot of time to really spend on it on the Friday edition because of the just amazing breaking news about the special counsel report. But let's find out about this. This from Fox News. Hawaii's highest court on Wednesday ruled that Second Amendment rights as interpreted by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now that's key, and I think it bears repeating. Hawaii's highest court on Wednesday ruled that Second Amendment rights as interpreted by Kevin? No. By Steve? No. By Lisa? No. By the U.S. Supreme Court, okay, do not extend to Hawaii citizens. There you go. Citing the spirit of aloha, they say. In the ruling, which was penned by the Hawaii Supreme Court Justice Todd Eddins, so maybe this is just interpreted by Todd, I'm not sure, Justice Todd Eddins, the court determined that states, quote, retain the authority to require individuals to hold proper permits before carrying a firearm in public. The decision also concluded that the Hawaii Constitution broadly does not afford a right to carry firearms in public places for self-defense, further pointing out that the, quote, spirit of aloha, and even quoting HBO's drama The Wire. Now, we take the law very seriously on this program, and we take the Supreme Court decisions very seriously on this program. We believe, obviously, in making argumentation and being able to give a firm foundation to your argument. We believe in making that case, right? For whatever it is that you're talking about, no matter what, whether it's should Donald Trump be on the ballot or not, whether or not the Second Amendment applies, or is available to everyone. Now, by the way, let's just say that a Supreme Court in a state somewhere said, you know, this First Amendment right, as interpreted by the Supreme Court of the United States, we just don't think applies here. We think we have a very different set of circumstances, and that we're just going to, you know, just give a no-go on that today. We don't believe it. The people of our state have this particular philosophy, and we don't like that First Amendment. Or we don't, you know, maybe we'll just unlawfully search and seize things because we don't agree with the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, that's one of the reasons that we have a U.S. Supreme Court, because that's got to be the final arbiter, and that's the only way that you can have some kind of order in your society. As far as I can tell, my friends, that's the only way. But you know, this comes along. And by the way, I don't want to be interpreted at all as trying to make fun of the people of Hawaii or any kind of special thoughts or feelings that Hawaiians have about their state. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you point to the spirit of aloha and then you quote an HBO TV drama, that might be starting to get a little bit far afield, shall we say, of actual legal interpretation, judicial interpretation. Article 1, Section 17 of the Hawaii Constitution mirrors the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, the Hawaii Supreme Court decision states. We read those words differently than the current United States Supreme Court. We hold that in Hawaii there is no state constitutional right to carry a firearm in public. The spirit of aloha clashes with a federally mandated lifestyle that lets citizens walk around with deadly weapons during day-to-day activities. It says, the history of the Hawaiian Islands does not include a society where armed people move about the community to possibly combat the deadly aims of others. Well, and again, this is an interesting sort of take here because, you know, in other words, the very quote that we're reading here, you know, actually ascribes a lot of feeling into this, a feeling about something that is a deadly weapon. Yes, guns are deadly weapons. A lot of bad guys have guns. They don't even care about the Constitution. They don't really have any idea what it might say. They don't really care. I know that there are a lot of criminals who do try to make sure that they can try to skirt the letter of the law or throw it back in your face. I'm fully aware of that. But what I mean to say is that they're not interested in whether or not the law says this or that. They're going to do as they will because they're criminals, right? And they have a different agenda. Their agenda is to do evil. But you also have a lot of good people who want to be able to exercise their right and be able to defend themselves or defend others as the case may warrant. So they're not the ones who are, quote, walking around with deadly weapons during their day-to-day activities. While technically true, this wording to me, the way I interpret it, it becomes very front-loaded with the notion that maybe this was already decided before they even started putting pen to paper or started typing on their word processor. That's kind of what I get out of it. And the court's opinion further states, the state government policies curbing certain gun carry rights have preserved peace and tranquility in Hawaii. So, again, the idea is not that do you think you have a peaceful and tranquil community or society or atmosphere. It really has to do with what does the Constitution say, how has it been interpreted, what have the decisions been, and what is permissible or not permissible under that part of the Constitution. That is what these courts need to decide, not whether or not they like what something is or whether or not they like the result or don't like the result. That, to me, folks, that's not being a jurist. That's being an opinionated political actor. So that's a very, very, very big difference. Okay, folks, well, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. It is Monday. Stay right there because we are coming right back with a lot more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
News update. President Biden will be sitting out the traditional pre-Super Bowl interview tonight for a second year in a row, despite the massive audience of both Democrats and Republicans. Reacting to this move, Democrat strategist James Carville, who tells CNN's Michael Smirkanish, it's a bad sign.
It's the biggest television audience, not even close, and you get a chance to do a 20-25 minute interview on that day and you don't do it, that's the kind of sign that the staff or yourself doesn't have much confidence in you. There's no other way to read this.
Superstar Taylor Swift makes it back here to the States from her sold-out concerts in Japan ahead of the big game tonight to watch boyfriend Travis Kelce play for the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. The game in Vegas starts at 6 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
All right, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we have so much more to tell you about and talk about, of course, as we continue across your radio dial here bright and early in the overnight hours across America. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, everybody on AM 930, of course, everybody across the GCN network. GCN, of course, works real hard for the program. We sure appreciate that. And they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And so wherever you're listening from this morning, we're glad that you're there, glad to be here. Don't forget, you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we did get some direct messages over the weekend, and we'll be addressing them here, I think, probably the first part of next hour. So we do appreciate that very much. And by the way, folks, you know, again, whenever you're hearing this program, if you're hearing on a repeat or what have you, be sure to send us a direct message. Let us know where you're listening from. We love to know that as well, and we'll give you a shout out here on the program. So if you have a question or a comment, especially when we're talking with some of our regular contributors, Denise Simon or Frank Salvato, Chris Markowski, you can send us a direct message if you have a question for them. And we got a couple of those last week, as a matter of fact, that came in earlier, you know, earlier in the day, even before the program was on. And we're always glad to ask our guests those kinds of questions. All right, so once again, folks, the state of Hawaii believes that the spirit of aloha supersedes the United States Constitution as interpreted, in their words, by the United States Supreme Court. So I guess that's is that a thing? I don't know. I guess it is, because what I think, and this is why, again, precedent is so important in the law. For example, if the Supreme Court of Colorado, if their interpretation of the 14th Amendment and their declaration that Donald Trump cannot be on the ballot because he is engaged in, quote, insurrection, according to them, which is their finding, evidently, the Supreme Court of the United States upholds it, well, that's going to be a huge precedent for other states to follow suit in one form or another. But if the U.S. Supreme Court rejects it, which I think that they will, according to some of these early reports, certainly how a lot of the argumentation was going, I do think that they will ultimately favor Donald Trump. It may not be unanimous. It may even be, 8-1. We're not sure yet. But we'll just have to see. It's hard to make those kinds of predictions. But generally speaking, based on the argumentation, I think the Supreme Court justices by a majority are going to find for Donald Trump. That's just my feeling. We'll have to wait and see. But certainly if they uphold it, or if they reject it, I should say, then the other states would have a much more difficult time of trying to do such a thing, because in so many ways this has all been so politically motivated. And I think it's a real case of it being politically motivated, much different from the kinds of cries that we're getting about this HER report, special counsel report about Joe Biden. Oh, it's all a bunch of, it's all a bunch of malarkey, I guess. But my thought about this thing with Hawaii is that, Hawaii can, by what they're saying here, essentially establishes, if it's upheld, would establish a precedent for other states, I think, to take aim, no pun intended, at the other things on the Bill of Rights, like I was saying earlier. And I don't think that that's exactly the system that the founders wanted us to be doing. For example, back to the article, in addition, the Hawaii Supreme Court notes a quote. We love quotes, right? A quote from HBO's The Wire that, quote, "the thing about the old days, they the old days," unquote. That's the exact quote. "The thing about the old days, they the old days." The court's opinion states that it, quote, "makes no sense," quote unquote, "for contemporary society to," get this, "pledge allegiance to the founding era's culture, realities, laws, and," this is key, "understanding of the Constitution." Well, I think we're supposed to pledge allegiance to the interpretations of the Constitution over time, using, again, legal arguments and so on and so forth. And that's, again, how we get to a final answer. Remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I don't know. Remember Fast Fingers? That was kind of cool. You have to answer the question so fast, and then you get the opportunity to, go up and go for the 10 questions or whatever for $1 million. And, this isn't that kind of thing at all. We need to be able have a final answer. Remember, and Regis would always ask the contestants, "Is that your final answer?" And it was also kind of cool on that show too, because they'd be sitting there going, "I don't know. I mean, maybe is it A or is it B? I don't know." And then they'll say, "Okay, B." And Regis would say, is that your final answer? And as soon as they went yes, or gave the affirmative response, the lights would change, or the whole thing, that was their answer. They could not now go back and go, no, it's not my final answer. No. But that's what I'm talking about. You get a final answer. That's one of the wonderful things about the United States Constitution, is we do get a final answer. And sometimes people don't like that answer because it doesn't fit their political frame of mind. And one of the greatest examples of this was the Supreme Court sending the abortion issue back to the states. And so that meant that a lot of people were mad because, again, it didn't fit their political ideology, their political notion of of this idea of the right to abortion, basically. So, but what it did, though, is, of course, it meant that, you know, and we keep hearing Hillary Clinton and the rest of them all say, we live in a democracy, right? Yeah, we live in a constitutional republic, which uses democratic processes by which to elect its representatives. Yes, we know that. But they want to, again, make it seem as though what you're really living in is just a mob rule. Majority rules all the time, no matter what. Guess what happens if the majority, if just the majority rules? Well, the majority can come up and say, guess what? We don't like this Second Amendment thing you have, and by virtue of us all voting against it, we've now established a new precedent here. We've all interpreted that we don't like it if you drive a car that is more than $45,000, which is like most cars. I'm just using it as an example. And then they can say, well, guess what? We've all decided. We all had a vote, and we all decided that anybody who has a car over $45,000, that car shall be removed from them, and they will be and it will be given to somebody else who initially couldn't afford that kind of car. And it would be perfectly normal in a winner takes all majority rule. But if you have a constitution, my friends, with a Bill of Rights that actually enumerates the very rights that you have, which are inalienable, right? That is a much different story. We can't trod on your rights, says the government. Boom, gee whiz, because, of course, sometimes it tries, but it has tried in history. But the idea is these rights are there. This is the Bill of Rights. You know, the government can't come over and say, well, guess what? We're going to quarter some troops in your house tonight. So when all the troops show up, you better quarter them, you know. I'm sorry, you can't write that article, that news article, you can't write it. We are censoring that. That's, again, against the First Amendment. Nobody can have a gun anywhere. Because, okay, now let's get rid of the Second Amendment, this kind of stuff. So you could just go on down the list. How about unlawful search and seizure? Hey, we just do that anyway. Well, so what? You know, we'll just do it. Nope, that's because it's in your Bill of Rights. That's a very, very, very different setup than to how the government, the ruler, whatever it is, whatever it might be, whatever scenario, feels about stuff like that. That's really key. That's really important. And so that's what we're standing up for. And that's why I think this whole Hawaii thing is going to be a very interesting a situation, to say the least, that will get challenged and that will go to the United States Supreme Court. I'll be interested to see what the opinion is on that. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We got our first weather report of the morning. We got our first great song of the morning, and it's Country Music Monday. We got a great request. Still coming back by request. I'll warn with you. Stay right there. Because, well, I promise we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through, well, really the Monday edition, folks. Welcome, and I got to tell you, we're having some fun already here on this Monday edition because one of our great goals here on the program and one of our solemn duties and actually one of our great privileges is to put a smile on your face as you begin Monday. If you're joining us, whatever you're doing in the overnight hours across America, if you are driving a truck, if you're making deliveries, working law enforcement, first responder, perhaps if you're working late in the hospital, if whatever it is you're doing, working a shift, doing your job, you're up with us through the early mornings of the early hours of the morning. We just want to make you happy. We want to make sure that you're going, we get your blood pumping, we get everything going for this morning. Well, I'll tell you what, in fact, talking about driving a truck, we got Trucker Ron from the Denver area. He sent in a great request, and we heard a track from them, I think at his request as well, just a few days ago, called It Ain't My Fault. Well, this one tonight is from the Brothers Osborne, and it's called All Night. And by the way, folks, of course, as soon as we hear this great song, we're going to take a look at some of the national weather out there. But thank you so much, Driver Ron. And here we go, folks. This is the Brothers Osborne, and it's a great song. And it's called All Night on Country Music Monday right here on the show.
I got the good, you got the time, I got the moon, you got the shine. I got the bag, you got the beat, got your solid gold, country 33 on my feet. All night, get to living, feeling all right.
Brothers Osborne, everybody. And that's a song called All Night. And I wish we could just play that all night, because that is pretty cool. I can tell you that much. And Driver Ron, thank you so much for that great request. It is definitely doing the job this morning for Country Music Monday. I like that. So we're going to put that in to our bag of tricks here, and I'm sure we'll bring that back here sooner than later. That's also, to me, sounds like a great kind of Friday song as well. So, all right, but Driver Ron, thank you so much. Appreciate it so very much. All right, well, folks, let's take a look here real quick at some of the national weather that we're seeing out there. Richard the Marine up on his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning reported that he had, I think, some light rain, I believe, and 45 degrees. Yeah, let's check this out. Yeah, 45 light showers. That's right, from Richard the Marine. So Semper Fi once again, Richard. And right now we're seeing some rain up around the Seattle area. So listener Joan may have a little bit of rain. It looks like it's kind of to the east and the west of Seattle proper right now. And the south, east and southwest and northwest, by the way. I should say northeast, by the way. Southeast, northeast, and southwest. Down towards Astoria, and it's covering up part of the 5 freeway there a little bit on your way between Seattle and Portland. Portland looks like it's got some rain off to the east there. But we are seeing some snow. This is snow that's going to be up in the northern part of Idaho this morning. And that's going to be up along I-90 near Coeur d'Alene. And so you might have some problems up there on 4th of July Pass as you come down I-90 down towards Missoula, Montana, for example. So also, let's see here, just to the east of Missoula, looks like we got some rain heading over towards Lincoln, pardon me, snow, heading over towards Lincoln and up towards Sealy Lake. And then we got a little bit of a band of snow coming down from Canada to northern Montana. It's going to skirt to the east of Harve right now, go down there a little west of Glasgow, and then down now west, pardon me, east of Billings, as you head out of Billings, Montana, this morning, and as you're on your way towards North Dakota. So be careful. There's just a little bit, and you'll be out of it pretty quick, it looks like, if you're trucking through there. But we've also got all kinds of rain mixed with snow in the southeastern part of Kansas the southwestern part of Missouri, covering most of the central part of Oklahoma and the northeast corner as well, dipping down just a little bit into northern Texas. That's going to just be a little bit into Texas there. But also what's happening, though, in the south is also very important. We're seeing a lot of lightning strikes out there this morning in southern Louisiana, down near New Orleans, of course. And this is going to head up in a band heading through southern Mississippi. It's going to head up through Meridian, up through Birmingham, there in Alabama, and then all of northern Georgia, Atlanta, is covered. It's going to go up a little bit into southern Tennessee, just south of Knoxville. It's going to continue northeast through South Carolina and then into portions of the southern parts of North Carolina. So be careful there. Not quite down as far as Savannah, it looks like, at this point. But our friends in Tallahassee, Florida, this morning, you've got some rain out there. And that's heading out into the Gulf and making its way back around in the over towards Panama City this morning. So be aware of all that. Be very careful. We want you to get there in one piece, of course. And that's exactly one of the reasons why we do this special weather report at the top of, I should say, a little before the top of hours number one and hour number two of the program. All right. Well, once again, thanks again to Driver Ron for that great request. We sure do appreciate it. And, folks, we're going to climb up to the top of the hour here in just a little bit. And on the other side of that top of the hour news, of course, we'll continue talking about all these events that are happening. These are big stories, by the way, from the Trump Supreme Court decision making that's going on at this point, to what's happened in Hawaii, which we talked about for a good part of this hour, by the way, but also the Joe Biden memory lapse in the report, the special counsel's report. So was it completely irrelevant? Should it have been kept out of the report? Well, I don't think so, because this goes to the thought process of the special counsel. You know, if we brought charges, basically, he would appear to the jury as a kindly old, you know, elderly man with memory problems and these kinds of things. And so he willfully, as I understand correctly, you know, kept these documents back, but we're not going to do anything about it because he's kind of too old. And, I mean, you see other words being used online, too senile, too this, too that. But it really does beg the question, though, folks, doesn't it? If Joe Biden is too forgetful or too having too many problems, shall we say, in order to actually be charged with anything or to go through a trial or stuff like that, but he can be the president or he can deal with these other issues that come up every day, I don't know, about 100 of them every day for the president, and probably more, but it just doesn't seem to make any sense, does it? All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back, climbing up to the top of the hour. We're coming back after the news. Hour number one is in the books.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.